Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Friends, I have to tell you, you know, if you're someone who has different hair types in your house, meaning you've got a kid with super curls, you've got another one with straight hair, you've got me with hair color because, you know, she's not a young chicken anymore, right? You know, I need a product that I know has nourishing, naturally derived ingredients. It's got to have a science-backed formula, no nasties for my kiddos. And I need to know that it is a clinically proven shampoo and conditioner duo that actually works. And it's got to work for every hair type, which is why I love Amika. Amika is a Brooklyn-born, salon-raised hair care brand. And it's a product that works for hairstylists, for regular folk, and for the planet. I love it because they were kind and clean before it was even a thing. All their products are vegan and cruelty-free. And you know I love it because I can head to Sephora and find all their good stuff in their clean and planet-positive section. It is amazing because I know that this product checks off all the marks, not just for me, but for my whole family. No more buying 2 and 3 types of shampoos to make sure that everybody's in good shape. You can buy Amika and everyone in the household gets to benefit from their sea buckthorn powered products that nourish your skin, your scalp, and your strands. So friend, I want to let you know right now that I've been posting my favorite Amika products on social for a while, but I've got something even better for you. You can shop all my favorites at loveamika.com/Walters and get 20% off your order. That's right. Everything you've seen me gabbing about all over social, you can go and grab right now at loveamika.com/Walters and get 20% off your entire order. Now that 20% off discount is automatically applied at checkout if you use my link, but it cannot be combined with any other offers. And you've got to go now because it expires on November 1st, 2023. So grab my favorites at loveamika.com/Walters and save 20% off your entire order. Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Y'all, I am beyond excited because we have a very special guest in studio, and I want to tell you, you have heard me have chats with people and sometimes you're like, oh, you know, Nicole, I love our one-to-ones, all that. But this is one that you must listen to. And the reason why is because it's with the Puffin. Now, if you are new around here and you don't know who the Puffin is, I don't know where you've been. Okay. Because this is my sweet 11-year-old daughter. Now, today, she has off school one of the many holiday breaks, and we've chatted about her coming on and talking to the internet auntie. She has a lot to say. When I say a lot to say, this is a girl who has grown very quickly into a young lady with smart opinions, great advice. She's very wise. And frankly, you know, I know some stuff, but she knows it all. So I'm very excited to be here and to chat with you and share with you our sweet internet niece, Allie. Allie, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Look at her. She's such a pro. Thanks for having me. So I mentioned to you that I wanted to get on here and talk to the internet aunties together. And what's your take on that? How do you feel about coming in?
I feel pretty good.
Okay. You always have a lot to share, a lot to say. And it's interesting because I think that ever since you were little, I've always talked about how teachers and everyone would always say you're so serious, you know?
Yeah.
What feedback do you get from people about like your opinions and how you are in class and things like that?
Usually people give me like very adulty opinions and then I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm still like 11, not
right.
20 something.
Right. You just feel like you, but I mean, you're camper of the week, you know, what are some words that people use to describe you?
Someone said, great job, amazing, super cool, funny, incredible.
Smelly. No, you're not smelly. You're thoughtful. You're helpful. You're kind. You're wise, right? You're a good friend. And people just adore you. Yeah. So I'm really excited because, as you know, the internet aunties have known you since you were 3, you know? And at 3, I mean, I would have you on here and you'd be like, I like blue. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're used to saying. But now you've grown into this very adult 11-year-old, you know? Even though, I mean, our deal was that you would stay a baby.
Yeah.
How did that go? Not so hot.
Yeah. Sorry.
So here you are now, all grown up. And I'm excited because I get to meet you almost for the first time. And your sister's been on here.
Yep.
Both of them have been actually on the podcast. And now you are on the pod chatting like a big girl.
Yeah.
You're like, don't cry. I might.
Oh,
I know. I got to keep it together. So today's topic that we talked about, you know, before and that we thought would be really helpful. Do you want to say what today's topic is? What we're going to talk about?
Today's topic will be changes.
Yes, we're going to be talking about changes. And we both know that we've been through a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Like life has, it looks nothing like what it did. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like it's crazy different.
Because like once you think about now and then you think back, you're like, oh, that happened.
Right. Like, but does it feel like, so tell me your thoughts. Does it feel fast, slow? Like, how does it feel like it's been?
It always feels slow in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it did feel slow in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But now it makes it feel fast.
Like when you look back on it, you're like, wow, where did the time go?
Yeah.
But like when you're in the thick of it, that's when it feels like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever.
Yeah.
I get that. That's how I feel when I look at how grown up you are. Like on the day to day, I'm just like, oh, it's just us hanging out. We have all the time. But then when I think, why is she the same height as me? I'm like, what happened here?
It's just 3 inches shorter.
Barely though. When you put on shoes, it's a wrap.
2 inches shorter.
Though. 2 inches shorter. Ugh, the struggle. So all that being said, we've gone through a lot of changes in the past couple of years. And it's kind of wild to believe, but it really has only been about 2-3 years. And so much has happened. So do you want to recap some of the changes that we've gone through?
I moved to California.
Mm-hmm.
From Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a stepdad, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to think.
I know you're in a new school.
Oh, yeah. New school. And then went to middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
I mean, that's really the big ones.
Yeah.
It's funny because those are the big ones. And that's a lot of big ones in a short amount of time. Like, that's not something tiny at all. So if you haven't been keeping up, you know, on the podcast or on social media, you can follow me everywhere at Nicole Walters. And of course, you know, I have a new book coming out called Nothing Is Missing. It's available for pre-sale now that details all the things before the big move, you know, but we are in California now, you know, after going through a divorce, we are living in a great house with a fluffy dog. Well, not super fluffy.
He sheds a lot, so that counts as fluffy.
That counts as fluffy. Named Bear that we love. Well, Sir Barrington McCoy. Let me use his full name. And Allie just started middle school, you know? And I think what's crazy is we worry so much about our kids, you know? We worry a lot. You know, mom's a worrier.
Yeah.
You said, yeah, very certainly. Like, am I a worrier? I really am a worrier, aren't
I? Like, not too much, but like, the right amount.
The right amount. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm concerned. I'm very into you. Like, I like to know what you have going on. So because I'm a worrier, and I think a lot of moms are, when we go through a lot of changes, we worry about our kids. We worry that you're okay. We worry that you feel good about yourself. So I wanted to know some of your thoughts and your advice that we could give. Well, first, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good.
Why is that funny? Is that a funny question?
It's just a casual question.
It is a casual question, but it's a big question because you've been through a lot of changes. You know what I mean? Like, and you've been in middle school for... Three weeks now?
Yeah.
You know, so you're kind of not all the way settled in, but you're getting the flow, right?
Yeah.
How are you feeling with all the changes and all the stuff that's happening? Are you feeling good about yourself? How's your self-esteem? Like, all those things.
So my self-esteem is high.
That's good.
I sort of forgot that all these changes happened.
So now you're kind of reflecting on it? That's what it's like writing a book, girl. You'd be like, what did I go through? Yeah.
Because, like, I sort of forgot about most of it because mm-hmm. I was like, I'm in the moment. I'm having a good time now.
That's great. That's great. Was it not always a good time? Just being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were times where it was a little tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that. Yeah. It's anytime you have to go through changes, they're really hard.
Yeah.
Friend, you know how important it is to me to try to swap out and use as many clean products as I can, whether it is in my eating and in my diet or in my hair care. And I just grabbed this amazing new product. It's part of the Clean and Planet Positive section at Sephora, and it is B Corp certified. But catch this, it's not just me. My kiddos use it, my guy used it, everyone grabbed my Amika. Now, Amika's amazing, so let's get clinical, right? You can lather up your strands with Amika's clinically proven shampoo and conditioner duos, and they leave your hair looking and feeling like you just left the salon. Here's what I mean by this. My hair feels clean, but it doesn't feel dry. Amika is a salon-raised hair care brand, so everything they have is vegan and cruelty-free, but their products are made with sea buckthorn, so it nourishes my skin, my scalp, and my strands. Their science-backed formulas are powered by nourishing, naturally derived ingredients, which means that there's no nasties in it, and it delivers visible results for every hair type. So I'm telling you, everyone in my house uses it, from my kiddo with her loose curls to me with my tight curls and my guy with his short buzz cut. Yeah, that's right. My guy stole my Amika. I love their products because they're good for the planet and they're good for me. Amika's been clean and kind before it was a popular, trendy thing to do. So if you are looking for something that is incredible, I want you to shop all my favorites at loveamika.com/Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S, and you'll get 20% off your order. I'm going to post on social some of my Amika faves if you haven't seen them already, and I want you to grab them at loveamika.com/Walters and get 20% off your order. That 20% off discount is automatically applied at checkout if you use my link, and it cannot be combined with any other offers. Plus, this code expires on November 1st, 2023. So go now, grab my favorites at loveamika.com/Walters and save 20% off your order. That's loveamika.com/Walters to save 20% off your order right now. Friends, school has officially kicked off, and I thought back to school season was hard enough with figuring out these lists and all the things they need, but oh my gosh, figuring out my weeknight dinner rotation has been a task until I figured out I could use Pillsbury. They should be in your weeknight dinner rotation. Pillsbury Crescent Rolls are changing the game. It's as easy as fill, roll, bake. I head over to Pillsbury.com and I find a great recipe, whether it is pepperoni pizza crescent rolls or chicken bacon ranch crescent rolls or ham and cheese crescent rolls, which, by the way, the ham and cheese rolls are still so good in the morning for breakfast. And I go and grab all the Pillsbury crescent rolls that I need in my dairy aisle, and I can have my dinner prep done in 30 minutes or less. I love it because there are no picky eaters in my house and everything is delicious and doesn't take me all night to make. So if I'm trying to figure out how to do these common core recipes, or if I'm there just wanting to spend more time with my kids after school, I know that I can whip up a kid-pleasing dinner in just 30 minutes or less, and it's as easy as fill, roll, bake. All I need are my Pillsbury Crescent Rolls, and you can grab them now and more weeknight dinner recipes at Pillsbury.com. So how did it feel knowing that you had those hard times? Because you mentioned before that when you're in the tough stuff, it feels like the days are slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do, if there are any kids that are listening that are dealing with tough stuff, like middle school, like being hard, or even a divorce, you know, like with means lots of changes, right?
Yeah.
What do you do in those tough moments to keep your mind in the right place, knowing that change is going to happen?
I usually don't really think about the change. I think of like other good stuff that's happening.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
So I'm like, I think about like my favorite things, and I'm like, oh, I can just imagine myself in that moment.
Okay.
And then when it's time to like go or like do something, I'm like, okay. Like my mind is like, feels good, but like doesn't at the same time.
I understand exactly what you're saying. So you're saying that like, even though you're in the hard stuff, you try to focus on positive things in your mind. That makes sense. What did you do with people around you? You know, like, did you try to use resources? Like, what did you do to make sure that you felt good and safe and comfortable that you would encourage other kids to do?
I did use the people around me, but I also was like helping out my friends, which when you help someone else out, it feels good to help someone else out because it's like helpful. And then you're like, oh my God, I helped someone do this. And I'm like, so happy that I did.
Yeah. I love that. That's so true. It's why do you think mom has a podcast? If I get to talk about everybody else's problems, I don't have to talk about mine, girl. Like, yeah. I get it. I get it. So you found that being helpful and keeping busy and productive in lots of ways also helped you with your feelings at the time.
Yeah.
That's so good. And then you had people around you. You were telling me that you were just said that when you have people around you that can help you, that feels good too. So should kids use their resources? Should parents try to make sure they're resources? Like, tell me more about that stuff.
Like, your friends are always resources, but also your parents are resources too. And parents definitely need to make sure that they have like the time in there to be like, okay, I'm gonna stop working for a second and then listen to be like, oh, wait, what were you saying before that?
That's really good advice. Tell me more about that. Like, here's your chance. Tell the parents what they need to be doing to their kids. And I'm listening to and taking notes. You know me, I love feedback.
Yeah.
So you tell me, what should parents, like, what did I do well? What didn't I do well? Like, what are things that you think parents could do to, like, really help their kids during tough changes?
Well, you, like, obviously, like, went to work and did your responsibilities and then you came back like being like, okay, so what were you saying before that? So then I can like do that. So like you're getting your responsibility and work stuff done, but also being a resource to your kid at the same time.
That's good. So you're saying there's needs to be a balance there with like checking in.
And
what type of conversations do you think that parents should have with their kids? Like, do you think that they should, like, what do you think? Like, listening? Like, what type of things do you think parents should be doing with conversations?
Well, we, like, talk about, like, TV, and we're like, oh my God, so
we talk about everything.
Crazy.
That's true.
And then we're like, but also, when we were in the car earlier, we were like, you were like, oh, tell me more about the book that you're reading. So it's, like, keeping it learning experience and, like, learning about what they're learning about in school and also learning what they like.
So you're saying it's really important that parents are asking about their kids.
Yeah, just like ask questions.
For sure.
But don't be too creepy and ask like, oh my God, what's your favorite color? Oh my God, what about this? What about this? What about that?
Who does that? I've never even, what are you even talking about? No, I'm the mom who asks a lot of questions. I ask a lot of questions. Okay, fair enough. What about feelings? Because I know feelings are tough and they're complicated and they are difficult and, you know, we have a lot of girls who are listening here. If it is that time of the month, you know what I mean? If it is that week, our feelings are times 15 billion, right? So what do we do when we have a lot of feelings and we want to talk about them with our parents or we're not sure? Like, how should parents approach that?
So don't not talk to them, but like give them a minute to gather their feelings so they won't be like going at you.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because not trying to die today.
Yeah, right, right, right. You don't want that energy. No, that makes sense. So, okay, so let's talk about middle school, because we've talked a lot about feelings around that, right? Yeah. So let's share some of the things that we did, because it's back to school time. So a lot of parents are dealing with their kids going to middle school, which is, I mean, we talked about it just the other day. Middle school and elementary, totally different. Yeah, way different, right? Like, I mean, even if we prepared you, it's still when you get in there, you're like, oh, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So tell me some of the differences.
There's a lot more people in the hallways. A lot of people, because when the bell rings, we all get out of class.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's overwhelming.
So it's like some people are trying to get to their class and some people are trying to go lunch. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wish I had lunch now, but I have to get to my class.
You just wanted lunch because you're hungry.
Yeah.
Literally that. You're always hungry. That's all it is. Okay.
Yeah. But
like some of the differences. So obviously there's a lot more people and they're bigger people. Yeah. That's a big one.
Because it's like they're pushing and shoving to get to their places. And I'm like, bro, I like tripped over you. And now you're just like pushing me forward.
Do you feel like the little kid now? Because I mean, you were the big fifth grader. Now you're the tiny sixth grader, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. I'm not tiny.
That's true. No, because like, you are tall, honestly. Yeah.
I'm like tall, but not 6 feet tall.
Sure, sure. That's a real thing. Yeah. It's a real thing. So, okay. So that's one of the changes. What about like with the schoolwork and your classes? Is it the same sort of stay in the same classroom all day or?
No, we switched classes, I think, 3 times.
Oh, wow. So there's more walking around and management and responsibility.
Yeah.
Wow. Which you, I mean, how do you feel about the responsibility? Do you feel like you're prepared? Do you feel like it's very different? Is it comfortable?
I feel prepared because I've like been ready, but not been all the way ready.
Sure, sure. I mean, so we can only be so ready.
I was more prepared than most people.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that.
So like one of my friends was like, I didn't know school was starting today.
Oh, girl.
I was like, what? Because I'm like, it's starting today and you have to be there before 8:30.
So you're giving them information on like how to get ready. Wow. So what did you do to get ready for school? What were some of the things that you felt? Because so for you, being prepared helps you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that something you like, is to like know what's going on?
Yeah.
I think in our family, we try to be good about that, preparing each other.
Yeah. Because like you don't want to be not prepared. Mm-hmm. And then you like get there and you're like, oh,
hot mess.
I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because we also know that we're going to run into things that we don't know.
Yeah.
Like one thing I can say about our family is, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree, I think our family does like hard things and changes really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, would you say that we do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that we are, I mean, we've always been a team. Can you explain that a little bit more about being a team in our family and how we do that?
It's like hard to explain it because I'm also just used to it.
Yeah. But, like, I get that.
Think
about if like another family is so, you know how we watch Wife Swap?
Yes.
You knew I was thinking that. You knew I was thinking it, right? Okay. So you know how we watch Wife Swap and we see how other families live? And we're not judging anyone, right? Every family has their different ways, right?
It was good, but it was like hard for them to adjust to the different changes.
Right. Because every family is different. So, you know, in sharing some of the things that our family does, we've always been a team, right? Team is a big phrase that we use. So maybe if you were to go into someone else's house and they swap the kids, not the wives, what would you be telling the kids about how we work as a team together to help them understand the importance of being a team?
I would probably tell them to like get all their stuff done so they can do fun stuff and like hang out. But also,
what type of stuff can they do to help their parents?
Like, just, like, sweep the floors, do the dishes, clean their room without being asked.
Laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stuff like that. Because what happens if they're able to take care of those things?
Then they can just, like, hang out more. And then their parents aren't yelling at them, like, you need to do this. Well, I can't let you go there because you didn't finish doing this. So.
Which is nice. I think our house, I mean, our house doesn't really have yelling.
Not yelling, but like being like, oh.
Firm mom voice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, firm mom voice. Like, hello, now is the time. I don't even think I can do the firm mom voice unless it's firm mom voice time.
Yeah.
But I almost never have to use it, which is nice. So friends, I got to tell you, with kids, you have to try to sneak in great things wherever you can in their diet. I am squeezing in zucchini in our brownies. I am adding spinach into spaghetti wherever I can. And one of the things I found to help improve another place where I can sneak in extra goodies is Hero Bread. Now, Hero makes sliced breads, buns, and tortillas that are high in fiber and have ultra low net carbs or zero sugar per slice. But catch this, and this is important because you know how the kids are. The taste and texture is amazing. This bread is soft and fluffy. It's delicious. It's tasty. And honestly, my kids can't tell the difference. And it's got fewer calories than the leading national brand and 5 grams of protein per slice. So we're now using Hero for our lunches. We're using Hero for our breakfast. We can make grilled cheeses and BLTs at lunch. I mean, it is amazing. And I got to tell you, who doesn't love a guilt-free French toast on the weekend? It's so delicious. And if you want to try their sliced breads, buns, and tortillas in your next meal, I want you to visit hero.co and use code Nicole at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. That's hero.co with code Nicole for 10% off your first order. And friend, post a picture and tell me how much you love it. Friends, you know that I am always on the go. And with the speaking engagements and the book tour, gosh, I'm going to be in and out of hotels. And it matters so much to me that I am moving my body, eating well, and sleeping well. And with over 200 destinations around the world, Westin Hotels makes it possible for me to keep up my wellness routine while I'm traveling. So here's how I do it. I know that this sounds like a leap, but gosh, Westin has it figured out. So with Westin, I can work out the way that I want with a variety of fitness options to keep me going. So they've got top tier state of the art equipment in their Westin workout fitness studios. And they also have different groups that are run by the Westin's Run Concierge. It's a running guide who can help you explore local areas by going on a quick jog. But if you're like me, you want to do your own thing in your guest room. So they've got workout and recovery gear available on demand through Westin's gear lending program. Now, in between all of that, I got to admit, I'm eating a lot of room service, but that's okay at Westin because they have an eat well menu. It's designed with foods that make sure that you meet your nutritional needs. And my favorite part of it is I can choose what's right for me based on a desired portion size and nutritional balance. That is such a big deal when you're on the road and you can't get a home cooked meal, but they've got top chefs that are crafting dishes with my well-being in mind. And lastly, when it's time for me to rest my head on that pillow, I know I'm going to sleep well. I can recharge my body and mind with restorative sleep in Westin's renowned heavenly bed. That thing is like a cloud. I got to tell you that at Westin Hotels, there are amenities and offerings that are aimed to help you move well, eat well, and sleep well so you can keep your well-being close while away. I want you to find wellness on your next stay at Westin. Westin Hotels and Resorts is a part of Marriott Bonvoy, an extraordinary portfolio of hotel brands and an award-winning travel program.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So being prepared, doing your responsibilities has helped you with school.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the things that we did before school started to get us ready. Some of the conversations we had, because it is back to school time and some moms are going to want to have these with their kids.
Yeah.
So tell me some of the things that we did.
We made sure we got we didn't get all our supplies yet. We got regular pencils, paper, notebooks. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of that school week, then we got our supplies. So you're not just buying stuff
for no reason.
Yeah.
Yep. We want to make sure we had what you needed. We got pictures of the school.
Yeah.
And what did the pictures help you do?
It helped me visualize being in that hallway, mm-hmm. being okay, so this class is down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go out of class, I can go to this space, put my stuff down, mm-hmm. and then go to my next class.
Mm-hmm.
It also help me find a couple shortcuts.
Nice. We always love that, you know, because also with the bell and the time, like you need a shortcut because I mean, getting to class, you don't want to be late.
Yeah.
And then we went over all the information together, which I think is always helpful. Like, so I don't know if you even know that parents do this, but a lot of parents take a lot of responsibility on themselves. So they'll read things, but then they like won't tell their kids.
Yeah.
So like we, I guess
that's what happened with my friend because she didn't know it was the first day of school.
Okay.
I think that's what happened.
So just like her parents got the information, but they didn't think to tell their kid.
Yeah.
So we.
Because almost like it's school for your kid.
For your kid. So like bring them in. Right. You know, exactly. So I think one thing that we do as a team in our family, and we did for school, but we do for really everything, is we share stuff. Yeah. Now, remember how we were talking about surprises, you know, and saying that, like, remember when we were watching that episode of Dance Moms and they were getting ready to announce that two of the girls were leaving the team?
Yeah.
And the mom hadn't told the girls yet, but they were getting ready to make the announcement on camera in front of everybody for the first time.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that. And what did you have to say about that? Because it's so different from how our family does news. What
did you remember? Notice? She already told all the other moms and one of her kids, but she didn't tell the other one, which was really messed up.
Yeah, the young, and she wasn't young. She was 11. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So she had an 11-year-old who she was making a big life change for. She was getting pulled off this dance team that she'd been on since she was three. Mm-hmm. And what did the mom, what were they deciding to do? They were deciding to make the announcement
in front of everyone, and she didn't know because she was like, oh, wait, what's happening? Like,
right. And so, and the first thing we did was we looked at each other. And why did we look at each other? How would we do that in our household?
It would like go over fine, but we wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, we wouldn't do it that way.
Yeah.
So whenever we have big things happening in our family, how do we handle them?
We usually tell each other. Or if it's like a birthday, Christmas, or whatever surprise, because someone's planning a birthday surprise for me and still hasn't told me yet.
Yes, you have a birthday coming up and you have a big birthday surprise and we have not told you.
And you're all like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever.
You're going to love it. Your birthday's coming in a couple of weeks. We're very excited for you.
You gotta stop encouraging it because then I'm like, what is it?
You'll find out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You're going to be 12. We're going to tell you. It'll be a big deal. You're going to love it. But good surprises we don't talk about, right? Yeah. Because that is the point. It's fun to have. We like the excitement. But if it's like a life change surprise or something that may be kind of hard or something that's really big, we talk about it.
Yeah, because we need to be prepared for when it happens.
That's right. And also, and I hope you know this, but if not, I'm telling you now, I care about your opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to know what you think because, well, I think I probably told you that before. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I tell you a lot. Yeah, I like to know what you think because, you know, one, you're smart, you know, two, you sometimes have great ideas that I never would have thought of, you know, and also if it has something to do with you, I want to know what you think. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know, you know, what's going on. So
you can't just leave me hanging like.
Yeah. Like, what's up? You know,
like, it's like a fist bump without.
A fist bump.
Yeah.
It's a one-handed fist bump. And that's not a fist bump at all. So, no, you get it. So one of the things that we found to be really effective is everything from like school choices to friend choices or birthday party planning or getting ready for school. We talk about as a family because we're a team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a team. And we all know our responsibilities, you know, in helping make sure that we can get stuff done.
Yep.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Would you want to be in a family where you didn't talk about things?
No.
No? You wouldn't, that's not for you?
No.
Oh, wow. You're saying that with some bass in your voice. You're like, no.
I would be making them talk about things.
That's it. You would call it out. There. That's true. You would call them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not for it. No, I love that. So, all right. So let's talk about feedback, right? So in our family, we give each other feedback.
Yeah.
Whether it's about our outfits or our cooking or areas of improvement. So I'm going to open up the floor. Do you have any mom feedback for me? Is there anything that I could be doing as you are dealing with changes in school, living in a new state and city, having new friends that I could be doing differently?
I literally can't think of anything, like at all.
Dig deep. Dig deep.
I don't know.
No, you got nothing?
Nope.
I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. I appreciate that. It's very sweet. I mean, I know that like,
it's just like, you're good at being a mom, so I can't think of anything right now.
That's very kind. I'm going to record this and play it to myself over and over and over again because you are not quite 13 yet, and we'll see how you feel then. But I appreciate this. Thank you. I will tell you that as a mom, one thing that I'm working on, you know, for you is I always want to be there more, even though I know that we do spend a lot of time together. And we have a lot of mommy daughter days.
It's like majority of the time
we are together. This is true. I would love to be with you all the time, even though, you know, like, so for instance, you go to school every day. I'm trying to figure out how I can be there. You know what I mean?
Oh, be at school.
You know, I mean, right now you sleep in your own room. Maybe I could be there sleeping on the floor next to you. You know, I want to be with you all the time.
Okay.
You're like, no, girl, no. No, I love you so much and I always want to be with you. But
you already watch me from my sleep.
I do. So I check in on you. Just to make sure.
Girl, I woke up and you were like staring at me.
Because you're so sweet and I missed you.
It was so creepy.
I just wanted to make sure you were still sleeping. I didn't see you.
I literally opened my eyes and I was like.
It's because I came home late and I didn't get my bedtime hug and I wanted to check in on you. I had to see.
So?
I know. It was nice. You gave me a hug and then you went back to bed. Yeah. It was nice. But I just want to make sure. Moms check on their babies. It's a thing. Yeah. I told you. I check on you ever since you were little.
Just
it's
don't leave the hallway light on when
I
leave.
Right. I got to be more discreet. Right. Yeah. I got to be slick about it. Got it. Noted. Noted. I came in the other day and I brought your water bottle. I don't know if you heard me or not. I don't think you did.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't have your water. So, but that said, I have feedback for you. Are you down?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So here's my feedback for you. Stop being so great. You are literally the best kid on the planet. And it is unfair because there are all these other kids out here who are trying, girl. They are trying. You're out here being extra gorgeous, extra smart, super hardworking, totally brilliant. It's too much, okay?
Well, I'm not trying.
There's that, though. Do less, sis, okay? Not too much. Kidding. You're amazing.
Because now I'm just not trying.
No, you're not even trying. Imagine if you actually tried to be awesome. I don't think we could handle it. I would fall out. I couldn't handle it. I'd be like, listen, you already know I'm nervous about having a sibling.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Oh, I'm sure everyone wants to know now that I brought it up. How do you feel about that?
I feel good.
You feel good about having a sibling?
I want to just be that older sibling and be like, so I'm teaching you all of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you're going to teach them all the responsibilities, how to get their life together, all of that. You'd have a
dishes buddy.
Have a dish. No, a dish handoff buddy. Who do you think did the dishes before you? Chrissy, that's right. Now you get to hand it off. You're like, oh, I cannot wait. Right. Yeah. I mean, and I got to tell you,
it's
also.
All right. I'll rinse, they'll put in. That's but I have to teach them the right place to put in.
You are so particular about that, loading the dishwasher,
right?
I just
hate it. If you put it in wrong, then it doesn't get clean.
That's true. It's
I hate
thing.
When you guys tell me how to put the stuff in the dishwasher.
You're like, this is my area. Please back
up. Alex is like, oh, well, you should put the bowls down.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
You're like, I have my system, please. Yeah. I have my way about it. No, you're very precise. No, I'm
me and the dishwasher are besties.
You're besties. Well, you get your whole like dance party going. Yeah. So it's like a thing. No, I love it. And I'm excited to hopefully give you a sibling very soon so that you're able to raise them. No diapers.
Great. Deal.
You are the best kid in the entire planet. I'm so grateful that you came in. Do you have any final words of advice or feedback for the internet aunties and their tinies, your internet nephews and nieces, or I guess your internet cousins, yeah. You know, what they can do to help support each other. So first, advice for the internet aunties, how can they be great moms and great dads to their kiddos?
Just like ask questions and like give them time if they need it. Don't give them like 20 days because now you just know that they're like not talking to you at all.
But give them space if they need it.
Yeah.
To feel their feels. Like heavy lift. Do you want to talk about heavy lift?
Oh yeah. So heavy lift is like when they're having a hard week, you just like help them out. And so that's basically like the first couple weeks of school. Cause it's like new school. If you're like going to middle school or like whatever. So just like, don't put everything on them. Don't be like, oh, you need to do this, 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 and this. Because that's just like, I just got here.
Yeah, the week is just like, it's already.
Yeah.
And that's our code word for it, where it's like, I can't explain all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
But I it's a heavy lift week and I just need extra help, you know? And that includes not giving them a hard time sometimes, you know? Because it's like, look, I'm trying, right?
Yeah.
So that's what moms and dads can do, is just listen to their kids, ask them questions, help them with heavy lifts.
Yeah.
Love that. Now, what can your internet cousins do to be great in their own world, but also great, you know, for their moms and dads?
Take the heavy lifts when you need them.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But don't take them every single day, because you're just now just giving up mm-hmm. on everything.
That's good.
Do your responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time to do your responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait to do them. I've done that one time.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't play out well.
It did not play. How did it not play out well?
Because then all the dishes stacked up and I was like, I don't want to do these. Mm-hmm. And then it was just
not pleasant.
And I was like, I don't want to do these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like not trying to do all these dishes.
Mm-hmm. But it takes away from the other fun things he could be doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Should they look forward to school and look forward? Because middle school, how's it going overall?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Awesome. So are you doing well otherwise?
Yeah.
All right. Internet aunties, look at that golden advice. I hope you listen to this episode with a pen and paper, because listen, she's not going to be doing this for free all the time. Okay. One of these days, she's going to have her own paid podcast and she's going to charge. Am I right?
Kit Kats. For you.
She'll charge Internet Aunties Can Pay in Kit Kats. So gosh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing all your wise advice. Thank you for being the best kid on the planet. Thank you for letting me be your mom, even though you really don't have a choice. You know how I am. I'm absolutely nuts. You are not
going
anywhere.
But it's
still fun. I appreciate I love you so much. You're the best kid ever. Thank you for letting me be your mom. I love being your mom. It's like my favorite. You know it's my favorite job in the entire world. There's nothing else I would want to do. So you'll come back, right?
Yeah.
And you'll share more, because we want to hear how middle school's going.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, do you want to say bye and sign us off?
Bye.
Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.